K93 is Kentucky's best country. It's Carl and Missy. Good morning. We are live at Fanfare. It's live from Nashville. It's a Fanfare week, a busy week. Blake Shelton, killer song out. This Austin song
wow,
is wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very,
that,
very
man.
Strong song. Is this your first Fanfare?
Well, it's my first Fanfare coming here with a song out.
As an artist?
I've come out here for the past few years and just kind of hung out and tried to meet people and things like that. But it's like the real deal this year.
You been playing at the little places or the big places, the Orchids, and, you know, being there but not being the name?
Yeah,
like
I've been kicking around town here for 7 years now trying to get things going.
Man.
But I can't – no, I don't play Tootsie's anymore. I played there one night real late and had a bunch of my friends, and they got a little bit rowdy. They don't let me play there anymore. You know, that's a different story.
There's several restaurants Missy can never go back to.
Well, I understand.
That's another story entirely.
She gets a little rowdy.
We won't talk
I heard
about
her all the way upstairs a while ago.
Now, me and Blake are going to have a little party later.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, party.
Now we're talking. Party.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Are you attached?
Huh?
Are you attached? Are you in a relationship of a serious nature? Because he's quite attractive.
I've got a girlfriend, but, you know, I'm just kind of taking it slow right now.
He is kind of cute.
He's very cute.
I'm cute.
I think
you're not so
cute.
Bad looking yourself there, big boy.
Oh, I'm leaving. This is scaring me.
Now, one of my heroes is also one of your heroes,
Earl, right?
Thomas Conley.
Conley.
I've been an Earl Thomas Conley fan forever.
Man, that guy, he sings with so much emotion.
And he's had some problems the last few years with his voice and hearing, and it's really sad.
Yeah, but you know what? I caught a show of his about, I guess, a few months ago, and he's getting it back. He's getting back.
Is
he's
really?
Getting back with it, and his
Good.
Band is excited because it's getting to be more consistent. You know, the guy's getting back on his game again.
I saw him at one time. This was probably about 8 or 9 years ago,
yeah.
and he could not hear it hardly
right,
at all.
Right.
And he was, but he had to sing because he had to pay the bills.
Sure.
And to see him, I mean, I was nearly in tears.
Right.
I felt so sorry for the guy because I knew what he was going through, but he had to get it done.
Well,
how did you meet him, or did you just were you just a big
his
fan?
His bass player is a friend of mine named Mike Pyle, and Mike knew I was a huge fan of his, and so about 2.5 years ago, Mike got me a chance to write with him.
Oh, how neat!
And so we went out there and wrote with him. The cool thing about Earl is, man, the guy's an incredible writer.
Oh yeah.
And if the singing thing never gets back right, my goodness, you know, I got a song that I wrote with him on my record, so. He can do that. The guy's got so many talents. And golf is one of them.
Now, are you a golfer?
No, I'm not much of a golfer. One time you catch me on the golf course, if there's a bunch of bullfrogs out there, I'll be out there gigging them.
Oh, no. He's a frog killer.
If it moves, we can grill it.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can you play a little bit of Austin? If we give you our little guitar over here?
Well, I guess so.
It was in tune when we bought it.
If you're calling about the car, I sold it. If this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., this is Austin. I still love you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I love
now, Austin is the guy's name.
It's the girl's name.
The girl's name.
Yeah.
I bet you don't have any problems getting a date.
Well, I've been flirting with many girls in here, and they all seem to ignore me, so I'm about to drag my what's left of my pride out the door.
Now, Christine, the lady that works here that you met, she thinks you're really cute.
Really?
I think we could hook you all up.
And now she's gone.
And plus,
it's the story of my life, my friend.
She can get you free food.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I saw Lila McCann. Yeah, have some. We have a little munchie here. I saw Lila McCann run over to Blake there a minute ago.
Well, you know, Lila, she's in love with me. That's about all there is to it. Honestly,
she's 20 now.
She's got a serious problem. She stalks me. She calls. She won't leave me alone. And, you know, I don't.
The truth is you're a father figure to her, aren't you?
The truth is.
Yeah. Like a brother.
I'm a grandfather figure.
The truth is I celebrated the day she turned 18. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
I think all of us did. Because, never mind. I'm not going there.
Don't go there. There's no way, man. I know.
We need to get out of this. Have a great Fanfare.
Thank you, guys.
Blake Shelton on Kentucky's Best Country, K93.